The Verdun Oil Capitals gave their hometown fans plenty to cheer about last weekend. The Manitoba Junior Hockey League team romped past the Swan Valley Stampeders, 10-1, on October 20 in front of 953 at Tundra Oil and Gas Place. The next night, with 803 looking on, the squad downed the visiting Winnipeg Freeze, 10-2. The Oil Caps entered the week on a 5-game winning streak and had a 7-3-1-0 record. A couple of Oil Caps were rewarded for their roles in the team's success. Rue Bazin and Nathan Miller were two of the three original 16 stars of the week in the MJHL. Bazin scored 4 goals and registered 2 assists over the 2 victories. Miller had 3 goals and 2 assists. In other news last week, Oil Capitals assistant coach Curtis Broland helped guide Team Manitoba to the gold medals at the WHL Cup in Red Deer. The Oil Caps have a packed schedule with 4 contests this week. On Tuesday and Wednesday, they were in Winnipeg to play the Winnipeg Blues and Portage Terriers at the MJHL Showcase, where all 12 league teams compete in one place with scouts watching. The Oil Caps head to Swan River on Friday and OCN on Saturday. Last week the Stampeders scored first on October 20. The Oil Capitals then reeled off 10 straight even strength markers to win 10-1. Verdun goalie Eric Reed allowed only 1 goal, which came on the power play, on 27 shots. The Oil Caps led 2-0 and 5-1 at the intermissions. Nolan Chastko lit the lamp twice and collected 2 assists for 4 points. Bazin scored twice and earned an assist. Other Oil Cap scorers included the Verdun hometown duo of Bryce Bryant and Braden Lewis, as well as Joey Bielik, Brett Sabel, Miller, and Pipestone's Luke McKenzie. David Bielik recorded 3 assists on the night. Joey Bielik also had 3 points. Verdun's own Ty Plezier recorded an assist in his season debut. Chastko was the game's Twin Valley Co-op first star. Bazin was the second star and Luke Robson, who had 2 assists, was the third. Bryant was the Gardewine hardest working player. Kenton's Connor Rapley was called up from the U18 AAA Yellowhead Chiefs to back up Reed. Callum Halls had Swan Valley's goal. Elias Jacari Demetrio made 30 saves on 40 shots. Elkhorn's Fox McColl played for the Stampeders. After the contest, the team held a skate with the Caps. It was lots of fun, especially after a big win, Oil Caps forward Leighton Veitch said. It's always good to interact with the kids. They come out and support us every home game, so it's always good to give back to them, and it was a ton of fun. On October 21, the Oil Caps led 3-0 after the first period and 6-0 following the second en route to a 10-2 victory. Miller, Lewis, and Bazin all lit the lamp twice. Veitch, Trevor Hunt, Cole Slobodian, and Josh Leto also scored. It was Slobodian's first MJHL goal. Sabel, McKenzie, Leto and Noel Englot each recorded 2 assists. As of Monday, Leto led the MJHL with 19 points in 11 games. He was named the Oil Caps CD Oil Well Servicing Player of the Month for September. Reed stopped 13 of the 15 shots he faced. Verdun's Brody Cameron of the Elkhorn-based U17 AAA Canadian Ice Bandits played just over 6.5 minutes in net for the Oil Caps. The son of Tara and Brett Cameron did not face a shot in his first MJHL appearance. Nicholas Carlson and Aveyan Cockerill scored for Winnipeg. Nicholas Rempel stopped 48 of the whopping 58 shots sent his way. Verdun's Davis Thompson was in the lineup for the Freeze. Miller was the first star of the game. Leto was the second star and Lewis the third. Plezier received the Gardewine Hardest Working Player honor. Playoff MVP. On October 20, the Oil Caps presented Chastko with the Cole Memorial Award for being last season's playoff MVP. The award is named for the former Oil Cap who lost his battle with cancer in 2014. As a rookie, Chastko helped the team make it to the MJHL Finals. He paced the squad, and was second in the league, in playoff scoring. In 18 contests, he had 11 goals and 21 points. Being awarded the Cole Hamblin Award was a fun moment, Chastko said. Last year, each guy was a key contributor in our playoff success, so it could have gone to many different guys, but I'm definitely honored and very appreciative to receive the award. Catching up with Brock Schwalek, 2018-2019, based in Winnipeg, works in investment and financial planning for farmers and small business owners. He is an associate with Riley Gorman, a part of CIBC Wood Gundy. In December, the LaSalle product will graduate from the University of Manitoba with a finance and accounting degree. He will take the CFA exam in the new year. Schwalik came to the Oilcaps for his 20-year-old season after junior stops with the Winnipeg Blues and Kindersley Clippers. What does he remember most about his time with the Oilcaps? The community support and playing in front of the best fans in the MJHL. I also miss having pizza and card nights with my billets Greg and Kathy Tuff, and frequent visitor Ben Dahlke and his billets Cheryl and Murray Foster, said Schwalik, who went on to play a season at the University of Victoria.